It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
Imagine your best friend has a gallery of intimate pictures of men on her phone, and one of those is your current boyfriend. How do you handle this? Coming up a little bit later on in the podcast. Let's go. Let's bring Michael onto the show real quick. And I know he wanted to bounce this off all of us that are parents. So I think we can probably just start by, you know, asking about your daughter and what happened here.
My daughter, she's in third grade and her teacher's very nice. I have no problem with her teacher or the school. Everyone there is so nice and so friendly. But she does this thing where, like, you know, remember when you were like a little kid and you go to the dentist and you would get done with the procedure, and they would let you pick a toy out of the toy chest, right? So the teacher does something similar, but for their birthdays. Like, if it's your birthday, you get to come and pick, a toy or, a little treat out of, this little thing. It's got, candies and toys in it or whatever. And so the kids could do that on their birthday. And my daughter's birthday was last week, and she went to school because she was so excited to be able to pick a toy out of the toy chest or whatever. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's going to be good for you.
Yeah.
And she didn't get to do it for some reason. I don't know why. She came home from school. She was very upset. And I was like, well, where's your toy? She said that the teacher wouldn't let me do it. And I couldn't really get, a story out of her. If, maybe she did something wrong. Maybe she, she might have lost the privilege. It's like, I don't want to accuse the teacher of, I don't want to be one of those parents. It's like, you don't like my daughter, blah, blah, blah. It's, but it feels like she's kind of targeting my kid.
So you kind of answered one of my questions right there, where I was going to ask you, did the teacher know that it was her birthday? Was it maybe an oversight? But if your daughter said, hey, it's my birthday, do I get a treat? And then the teacher just flat out says no, I would want a reason why. I would need a reason why.
I also am like, even if she forgot, it's like, that's your job. Like, you do the birthday thing. Make sure you remember the kids' birthdays. Yeah. I don't know. I mean.
And there's a thing between, of teaching your kid at that age to stick up for themselves and go investigate for themselves. But they also need you. And they need that feeling of knowing they're being backed. So I personally, I'd write a little email and just say, hey, I know that you do this for other students. Is there a reason why my daughter was not given one? I just want an answer,
Right. That's all I want is an answer.
Hang on a quick second. Why can't we teach these kids to stand up for themselves here? Why isn't this a good learning moment to have your kid be a good young adult?
I don't disagree with you on that, but it's nice to show your kids that you have their back too. Like, maybe you have a really shy kid. Maybe it's going to take a little bit to get them.
Hey, guess what? One day you're going to die and you're not going to have their back. How about teach them how to act for themselves right now? This is a zero lose situation. You know what you didn't get? A Jolly Rancher.
I don't think you need to come in hot. That's for sure. If you are going to write an email, maybe it was an oversight. Maybe it didn't go down that way. Kids sometimes don't tell you all the facts too. So I think going into it in a nice way, because this child still has to spend how many more weeks with this teacher? But get the whole story first.
If you're a mom or a dad, how do you handle this, right? Your kid goes in, doesn't get recognized for their birthday. It kind of feels to your child like they've been slighted by their teacher. What's your action? For me, it would be simply rub some dirt on it and go get a piece of candy if you want a piece of candy. This is not something I'm interjecting my body or soul or mind into.
I just think she's really young.
A great chance to teach them how to be a strong young adult.
So you think that first.
It's a piece of candy, man.
But it's not that. It's the recognition. It's your birthday. We celebrate other kids' birthdays and everybody should get the same.
Hey, guess what? No, everybody shouldn't get the same.
Yes, on their birthday,
never,
they should.
Never.
In a race for field day, no. Not everybody should get the same ribbon because some kids try harder than others. So there are different scenarios that everyone should be treated equal, and this is it. Everybody has a birthday to celebrate. We are celebrating your birth the same way. They do this thing in class where you go up and you can get a treat and they recognize your birthday, and evidently she was not able to pick out a treat like other kids have been able to do on their birthday. She comes home, she's upset about it, and so he's wondering what his next step should be. Should he email? Should he do what? And you're saying this is the perfect time
to teach them to be tough.
To teach them to do it
themselves. Nothing for the rest of your life is going to be fair, ever.
And I don't disagree with you. I do think maybe that should be the first step of her going in and saying, hey, wondering, you know, if I could get my birthday treat. I wasn't able to choose
there
one.
There you go.
And then if the teacher says no, but you don't agree with me that elementary school students, if they see all their friends on their birthdays able to do the exact same thing, and then this little girl isn't.
Yep. You have two choices here. You can feel sorry for yourself or you can do something about it. And if you're doing something about it is complaining to your mom and dad for them to rescue you, you're already learning the wrong process. What are you going to do when you're 23?
Like I said, there are different scenarios where everyone should be treated equally. And when it comes to sports, you should not be treated equally. If you put in the time and the hard work, you do not get to celebrate with people as the same level as you that did not put in that effort.
Hey, Ryan, you said our conversation makes you giggle. Why?
Well, I work at a school. I work with elementary kids. And yes, some kids are very soft. Some kids are much stronger. But this is a classic example of the differences between men and women. And hear me out here. This does sound a little sexist. But women lead with their feelings. Men lead with logic for the most part.
Okay.
If this was one of my very small students, yes, I would feel bad for her because they don't quite understand what's going on. But if you come in as a parent all hot and bothered by this and make a big deal of it, it's not going to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is why 23-year-olds are always wanting, you know, ribbons and badges just for participating. We have at least two generations now of children and adults who don't know how to lose, who don't know how to fail, and that's what they have to learn. Now, it's unfortunate that this little girl did not get her treat. All the parent has to do is send a quick email. Hey, you know, my kid was upset today, didn't get a treat. Is this an oversight? No big deal. Just want to point it out. But if you go in there all freaking out about it, that's the worst thing you can do.
Now, I'd love to give you a rebuttal, but I'm lacking logic, so I'm just going to kind of sit back. I do
so
want to let you know that
as soon as you said that, she was going to be butthurt the rest of the day.
To call us and say the exact same thing that I said.
Wow.
It's a form of flattery. I understand. What I said was, do not come in hot. Teachers have a lot going on. It could have been an oversight. So, and that should go for everything in your life.
Part.
You never know if something was just an oversight. Everybody is human. Do not send that scathing email because your kid didn't get a treat. It could have just been a mistake. But if it comes back I didn't want to give her a treat.
Equal.
It doesn't.
Not
what do
everybody's
you mean?
Equal either. Not everybody's equal. God did not make everybody equal. That has nothing to do with anything. One kid can be very good at sports. Another kid could be very good at math. Another kid is a good musician.
Those are all skills that everybody works for. It doesn't take a skill to be birthed. You are a human. You were birthed. Everybody, if they are all getting a treat on their birthday, don't you think that she should stick with that and give this girl a birthday treat?
Absolutely.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean everybody's created equal. I can sing and play an instrument. My brother cannot. That
you're going back to skill. It doesn't make any sense. You're going back to skill. It does not make any sense. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a little Tootsie Roll. We're not talking about the effort put into running track. We're talking about
Do you hear yourself getting upset about this because you're leading with
Do you hear yourself repeating nonsense? I'm getting emotional because you're not making any sense.
See?
You don't have any logic.
There you go. You're getting emotional instead of using some logic.
And you're one of those, I bet you gaslight all day, every day. I bet it's your job.
Wow, you guys.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there goes with leading with your emotions instead of logic. And this is why I don't listen to your station normally.
But that's okay. Why are you back today? What happened today where you're like, I got to check these two goofballs out?
Oh, I was flipping through the station.
Well, hopefully the others are off commercial and you can go back to them and go enjoy.
I'm going to take the calm route here and say thank you, Ryan, for calling our show.
Thank you, Ryan.
I appreciate you listening to us for the 36 seconds you chose to listen
to. Any emotion added to the show, I appreciate, Ryan.
Wow.
So don't be a stranger.
That got uncomfortable.
That's all right.
You are straight looking for a fight today.
I was not.
Dang.
I think Ryan is always looking to pick fights with females. That's the vibe I'm getting. And so I gave it to him.
Straight unhinged.
And I guarantee he's going to listen tomorrow. It's what they do.
Wow.
It's what they do.
Bingo! How fun!
Last week, someone lost an eye at bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo, what bingo?
Bingo!
Bingo!
All right, here's how listener bingo works. Kat and I will each give you a scenario. We're looking for a really cool story this morning. Like, maybe you're somebody listening who
has ever seen or been part of a robbery. So I just want you to note that you never know who is carrying a gun and is out to help people, you know, if they have a license to carry and they see something that is unjustly happening, like a robbery. This gas station, there was somebody filling up and they started being attacked by this guy. So another bystander has a gun, shoots this guy dead. Turns out it was all staged.
Oh, no.
The person qualifies for a work permit while they're waiting for a resolution of the case. So they say, okay, so what would happen if somebody beat me up or if I was a victim of domestic violence? People don't realize the big mess they're getting into by lying and making things up.
So this couple was about to be deported. They needed their visa extended. And so they thought by being attacked
they
or staging an attack.
It.
Yeah. And then the FBI went through their phones and it all said, I'll be at this gas pump this time, blah, blah,
somebody
blah.
Somebody died.
Yeah. Because somebody thought that they were helping another couple out. So you have been a part of or you've seen a robbery.
And I'm going to look for anyone listening who is missing a body part that we could see. I'm not talking like your appendix is out or you had your tonsils removed. I'm talking like, you're missing a body part that if we met for the first time, one of us would notice.
Okay.
I want to know what happened to that body part, all right? Good morning, Stephanie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling the show. Which one do you fit? Who's going to get the bingo here?
Robbery.
Oh,
God.
Do tell.
So I have two different stories.
Oh, my God.
But my husband is a diesel mechanic, so he has, like, a whole bunch of tools, like, really, really expensive tools.
Sure.
And we were moving into a place. We hadn't quite moved over there yet, but we moved the tools over there just so we could get a place to put them, basically. Mm-hmm. And when we went back the next day, the neighbors told us that they saw somebody come up in a Speedster and steal all of the tools out of there. Like, somebody had to have been watching.
Yeah.
And these are like thousands and thousands of dollars of tools they got stolen.
Oh, my God. So you think they were casing the joint. And then what's the second robbery?
The second one is with my friend. I actually just had her staying with me because the same people that she had living with her stole her perfume and everything while we were packing it up.
Yeah.
So, like, we literally had, she's missing her toothpaste. She doesn't understand why somebody would steal toothpaste, but they did.
Yeah.
Along with like a whole bag of perfume from her.
So, Stephanie, I don't want to be obvious here, but the common link seems to be you in all of these robberies. And
I'm trying to figure out,
like, the Hamburglar.
Yeah. What's the street value on this perfume, by the way? Because I'm a TJ Maxx type of gal, so mine's like $7.99. Is she like the Coco Chanel?
It's got like baby unicorns in it.
She's
or something.
Like, she collects perfume, like tons and tons of perfume from like Victoria's Secret, from like everywhere, kind of thing. Anything that smells good, she has. It's like she's got three bags, like big purse bags full of perfume.
Okay.
And one of the bags of perfume went missing, and they took it. Like, we had went and got and packed it up and everything while, you know, I was over at her house, and we had put it somewhere for it to be packed up.
Yeah.
But when we came back to come get it, they had taken it and it was gone. And it was at least $200, $300 worth of perfume.
Did you guys ever get all those expensive tools back?
No. The cops told us that they were going to put a report on it and watch Facebook for it, see if anyone would, you know, it would ding for anything. We never heard anything.
Oh,
nothing.
Insurance covers that, though, right?
No.
No.
We found out, we did some research. We talked to the neighbors. We talked to the maintenance man that ran the trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us that somebody had come and picked it up that worked at the trailer park.
And you never found
them. And no. And when we went to the trailer park to confront them about it, going, hey, where'd the tools go? Those were our tools. They told us, hey, we're not going to rent you anymore. And we're both early.
Wow.
No.
When it rains, it pours.
You're toolless and homeless at that point.
Yeah, and my husband was pissed.
Yeah, like, I can understand. Really yeah, that's yeah, that's.
So he's right now trying to rebuild his population. Like he had like 3 or 4 big toolboxes. I mean, he had the engine hoist and everything.
Well, I hope your friend can recover her Colgate because I don't know where she. Could possibly pick up another one.
So, of course, 3 more chances of the Secret Sound Wednesday during the live show at 6, 7, and 8. And then we've got a $3,000 giveaway at 8:08. So if you want to write that down, 8:08, $3,000 could be yours during the live show Wednesday. Right now, let's put a wrap on the podcast.
Can you help me?
Hopefully, Kat's calmed down a little bit as we get into OPP and we welcome Allie onto the show. And it was something that we wanted to make some time for this morning because, again, I know enough to know that some intimate pics of her boyfriend aren't just with her. And so let's explore. What's going on here?
My friend has, you know, like a stockpile of pictures from a long time ago from when she used to date my boyfriend.
But, okay, so let's make it clear. Like in your text, so this is him sending her pictures of himself when they were going out.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, but that was like a long time ago, and it's all, you know, we're good with the situation, but I kind of want her to go and delete those pictures because, you know, I feel like. Like, it's still, like, I want to move forward in the relationship in a serious way and not have that link to that part of the past.
I hate to break it to you, but if he said her pics, they're everywhere.
Yeah, but this is her friend, and it would just be, like, I don't think it's a big ask. I think just texting her, like, hey, I caught wind that you still have a picture of him in your phone. I know you have so many others to enjoy. Is there any way that you could get rid of it? And hopefully she's a good friend and says yes.
Yeah, like we've already squashed the situation, you know, being not weird. It doesn't cross, you know, that girl code boundary or anything. So I feel like it shouldn't be that big of a deal to ask, like in a nice way, like you said, like, hey, could we just get rid of that picture, those pictures?
Yeah, I do not think that that's a big deal. I honestly think that, you know, if she says no, I'd love to know why she says no. So can you call us and let us know if she says no? I think you should give us the responsibility of finding out why.
I'm really hoping it doesn't go that way because then that would make it really weird. And like, I'm trying to do this out of respect for my man and like the seriousness of where I see us going. And I hope it doesn't go in that direction where it's like a power play where it's like, oh, I've got pictures of, you know. Right.
I'm gonna put you on hold real quick, and I hope to hear back. How would you feel about this if Derek's ex-girlfriend had intimate pictures still on her phone? Would you address this?
But I mean, if it's still my friend,
yeah,
I would. I would say, I don't think that needs
that
to be in your gallery anymore. It's a little weird for if she does ask her friend, and her friend says no. I think we should call her tomorrow and see if she sends that message or reaches out to her. And if she says yes or no.
Do me a favor. I'm just going to say this as a guy. If I was dating and I had a whole bunch of girls send me very intimate pictures, I'd probably keep them. Do women do the same thing? Is this common?
I've never been sent one by somebody I like.
Just weirdos
just
on our Snapchat.
Guy on Snapchat. But like, aside from that,
is that a thing girls do? Do you keep like a gallery of intimate pictures of men you've dated?
Girls do different things all the time. I don't know why she'd have a collection of those.
I'm excited to see. Right. Like, I didn't think that was a thing. I mean, definitely text us if you're somebody who has like. An intimate gallery of these. I'll keep you completely anonymous. I'm just wondering if it really happens. I'm excited to see how this plays out. At baseball practice last night, one of the kids that I'm coaching had, you know, he doesn't, his parents aren't radio listeners. They listen to like NPR or something.
And I bet that's the first thing they say to you when you said you did radio.
Well, somebody else had said, don't you listen to JJ in the morning? And the other kid goes, oh no, my parents listen to NPR. And you could tell he was just a little like disappointed by it or whatever. And he goes, is that your dream job? At first he said, is that what you went to college for? And I go, no, I was pre-law. And it broke his brain to figure out how you go from being a lawyer to being a jackass in the morning on the radio. And he's like, well, was that your dream job? And I started thinking about it. I'm like, as much as I love my job, it's for sure not my dream job. And he's like, well, what did you want to do? And I'm like, I would have loved to have been upper management, like for a professional sports team. I think that would have been like super fun, like to be the GM of the Twins or to be like, you know, maybe a high ranking agent, a sports agent or something, which is kind of cool because that's what my son is going to go into. But it made me start thinking about if you could get together with your friends and maybe it was you and just one friend or maybe it was a couple and own your dream business, what would yours be?
Probably PR for, like, let's say who was the football player? Hurts?
Jalen Hurts.
And he had a PR team of all women.
Smart.
One of the smartest things that he could do.
Very smart.
And he said that he never meets with just one. They always meet as a team to avoid anything that could come about.
Yeah.
And he has one that does his image. He has one that does his social. He has one that does his media, one that lines up his volunteer gigs.
So smart.
So smart. And I feel like women with the attention to detail and hopefully they all work well together. But if you have everyone in their right position, I feel like if we had three of my friends, we could totally help out somebody's image. There are so many sports stars that go wrong because they have a lot of yes people. And when you have all these strong women saying, no, Jalen, you should not go to a strip club just for the chicken wings. Go to a sports bar and sign some jerseys and have your chicken wings there. You know, sometimes men that get a lot of money right away and a lot of yes people around them go wrong.
The other angle on that is it's extremely difficult to be a professional athlete. Let them focus on being an athlete.
Exactly.
And you handle all the outside distractions. That would be a pretty smart thing. So as I got older, I've really, really wanted to, and twice I've had an opportunity to team up with some guys that had an investment group to start a pool hall.
Oh, okay.
And I was this close to pulling the trigger maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. And I couldn't make it, the financials, I couldn't make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Billiards just isn't that big of a thing anymore. It, like when our parents were growing up, there were pool halls everywhere, right?
Yeah.
It was a seedy pool hall with a little bar and some gambling on the side. And it's a tough racket now. So I threw this up on our Facebook page and here's some of the most popular answers so far. Again, the question is, what is a dream business you'd love to buy into with your friends? Brandon said, I'd love to flip houses.
Okay.
That's if you got that skill set. I think that could be fun. You could, and the cool part is the payoff to see the family that gets in that house.
Yeah.
To see how much they love it.
I have a friend that just did that with some quad units. So they've bought two buildings and each of them have four apartments in it. They're fixing them up for women that are trying to get back on their feet with their kids.
Good purpose.
And good purpose. And it's somewhat state funded. So they have some help, but they're having fun with it. So
Michelle said a roller skating rink.
Okay.
Kristen says an all-star cheer gym. Morning Jennifer, who wants to start a restaurant.
What kind of restaurant, Jennifer, is what I'm wondering. Like what kind of fusion? Because that's what's going to set you apart.
Elizabeth says a bakery. And Shannon, I thought about this too. A gym.
A gym. Okay.
I don't know what is it financially too heavy to get all the good equipment in? Is the insurance incredibly tough? Is it weird to find a market price for your memberships? But you would think with all the gyms that have had turnover in the city since I've lived here,
mm-hmm.
that it would be extremely difficult business to be in.
Did you read Heather's campground?
No. Oh, campground.
So, listen. I'm going to change my answer. I want to own like a glamp round, like where you have only cute little glamping sheds.
So you got little cabins.
And then in the middle is like where everyone can go
like
and sit in Adirondack
pit,
chairs
yeah.
and a hot tub is going to be there. And then they'll have a bar and I'll hire shirtless men to do. Oh
just
my
in bow
God.
Ties.
Give me some money.
There it is.
I need to do that.
You need to find an investment
yes.
club. I'd love to get your thoughts because we all dream about it, right? Like, especially when you're going into work and if you wake up and you're tired and you're like, oh, I can't believe I got to go into this job. You start thinking about what would be your dream business that you could buy into with your friends. And that would be the other part of this that I think is healthy is you get to spend all your time with your friends.
big cash energy. Thanks to St. Cloud Toyota and 104.7 KCLD. Guess the secret sound and win.
Now, every once in a while, I'll pick up the phone. I'll say, hey, you're caller number 10. And then some people will be like, oh, okay, hi. My name's Brad. And then we get some amazing energy for people like Andrea, who you can tell is just pumped to be here. What are you doing?
I am actually at work.
And you are going to lose your ish. And everyone is going to know that you won the secret sound on KCLD when you nail this down, aren't they?
Yeah, I already have a crew in the office waiting to hear.
So I love it.
When you got this crew together, is this like a guess between all of you, or is this strictly you and your money, or have you had input from other people?
I have input for my other coworker within the office.
Okay, so if you win, you're splitting this $1,400 apiece.
We are, yep.
You're like the lunch ladies in Hutchinson that won the lotto. Yeah. Everyone's got plans.
Well, let's give a little credit to her then. Andrea, what's your friend's name?
Jamie.
All right, Andrea, Jamie, here you go with your secret sound. Jackpot should be a $2,700, but I screwed up and said $2,800, so we're going to stick to that. It is a $2,800 secret sound. One more listen, ladies. Without further ado, our last guest this morning for the secret sound goes to you. I ask you, what is it?
Okay, we are going to go with ice cream maker.
That's, and you said you did hear the hint, or you didn't hear the hint?
I did hear the hint this morning. Who doesn't want ice cream when it's hot, right?
That there's some truth to
this
that.
This girl yes. has thought this through, and she believes that this is an ice cream maker.
Oh my God.
Is that right?
I said ice cream, or I said an ice dispenser a few days ago, and that was wrong. So that's okay. Why we're going with ice cream maker.
Doesn't mean it wasn't on the right track.
Did we just give away the secret sound to these ladies?
No. Strategy.
Wrong. You're wrong.